we wanted something distinct to Cleveland. We wanted to take some of the elements that were the best elements of some of the new facilities that were out there. We wanted to take advantage of new technologies. We had to do all that within the confines of Ontario, East 9th, and Carnegie. I mean, if you really think about it, Jacobs Field was plopped down into the middle of three main streets of downtown Cleveland. We weren't like Kansas City or a number of other ballparks who are out in the middle of these areas, these flat surface areas where they could do whatever they wanted and then put flat surface parking around it. We were dropped right in the middle of a downtown, the southern edge of downtown, and we could not affect those three streets. That's why you see in the right field corner of Jacobs Field is a complete right field 90-degree angle, because that's the corner of East 9th and Carnegie. But that also lent to the specialness of the facility, that it sort of belonged on that corner. And then you take the architecture, all the exposed steelwork matches all the exposed steelwork of the bridge work over the Cuyahoga and around Cleveland. So it just matches the architectural feel of the city. So that's what the architects and design groups had in mind when they created. And then when we did the 19-foot wall in left field with the bleachers and then the scoreboard above it, we felt that would add a little sense of excitement having an elevated home run ball or home run fence, those kind of things. So those were a lot of fun. I mean, it was really easily the highlight of a career to be able to be part of the team that put that thing together.